This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. 3 days after the horrific U.S. school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, former President Donald Trump is headlining the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Houston. The NRA is a longstanding, powerful American gun rights lobbying organization. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
It's a Memorial Weekend event billed as a Texas-sized celebration of freedom, firearms, and the NRA with 14 acres of guns and gear. Leaders say attendees will reflect on the school shooting and pledge to redouble their commitment to making schools secure. Texas Senator Ted Cruz and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem are expected to speak. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who was slated to attend, will instead address the convention by pre-recorded video. Democrat Beto O'Rourke, who's running for governor, says he'll be attending protests outside the convention center. Some speakers and performers have dropped out. Texas Senator John Cornyn and Congressman Dan Crenshaw are no longer attending, and country singer Larry Gatlin said he's come to believe background checks would be a step in the right direction. NRA member Gary Francis traveled from Wisconsin to attend the meeting. He said he opposes any gun control regulations in response to the shooting. What happened there is obviously tragic, he says. The people who come here had nothing to do with it. I'm Jennifer King.
Russian forces on Friday pounded the last Ukrainian strongholds in a separatist-controlled eastern province of Ukraine, including a city where authorities said 1,500 people have been killed and 60% of residential buildings destroyed since the start of the war. Ukraine's foreign minister warned without a new injection of foreign weapons, Ukrainian forces would not be able to stop Russia from seizing two locations crucial to Russia's goal of capturing all of Ukraine's industrial Donbas region. The cities are the last areas under Ukrainian control in Luhansk, one of the two provinces that make up the region. This is VOA News. Senegal's president says 11 babies have died in a fire at a Senegalese hospital. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Police were on guard and nearby residents and parents stood mourning outside the hospital, 75 miles northeast of the capital, Dakar, where a fire in the neonatal unit has killed 11 newborns. President Macky Sall says only three infants could be saved before calling for 3 days of mourning for the young lives lost. One eyewitness says conditions inside the hospital were atrocious. It was hot and smoky inside, he said, with a suffocating heat. An official says the fire has been blamed on an electrical short circuit. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, a World Health Organization senior official said on Friday the priority needs to be on containing monkeypox in non-endemic countries, saying this can be achieved through quick action. Monkeypox, typically a mild viral infection, is endemic in the African countries, but it spread to non-endemic countries such as in Europe and in the United States. It's raising concerns. So far, there are more than 200 confirmed or suspected countries in around 20 cases where the virus was not, rather 200 confirmed or suspected cases in around 20 countries where the virus was not previously circulating. Quote, we think if we put the right measures in place now, we can contain it easily. That's coming from the WHO Director for Global Infectious Hazard Preparedness. Shanghai took more gradual steps on Friday towards lifting its COVID-19 lockdown while Beijing was investigating cases where its strict curbs were affecting other medical treatments as China soldiered on with its uneven exit from restrictions. The financial hub and the capital have been hotspots with a harsh two-month lockdown to arrest a coronavirus spike in Shanghai and tight movement restrictions to stamp out a small but stubborn outbreak in Beijing. Elsewhere, some border areas in the northeastern province of Jilin reported transmissions of the virus with an unclear source. That's an area that borders Russia and North Korea, which has imposed a nationwide COVID lockdown. Recapping our top story, 3 days after the horrific school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, former U.S. President Donald Trump is headlining the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Houston. The NRA is a longstanding, powerful American gun rights lobbying organization. Leaders of the powerful gun rights lobbying group claim they're going to reflect on, but will probably deflect any blame for this week's deadly shooting of 19 children and two teachers at an elementary school. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.